Hello and welcome to TrekCast, the official podcast of the Real Estate Council. From deep in the heart of Dallas, Texas, I'm Bill San Antonio. Thank you for joining us. In a few short weeks, Dallas voters will take to the polls for the early voting period of the city's $1.25 billion bond election. Early voting will take place from Monday, April 22nd to Tuesday, April 30th, with Election Day itself set for Saturday, May 4th. We strongly encourage our members to vote yes on all 10 bond propositions to make Dallas a stronger, safer, more vibrant city for years to come. On March 27th, prior to the start of our Market Matters panel about the state of the retail sector, Timothy Powers of Haynes & Boone gave our members a quick update about the forthcoming bond election, which we'll play for you shortly. And of course, thank you to Timothy for being with us that day. You can learn more about the projects included in the proposal and how the initiative will be financed at togetherfordallas.com, which we'll include in the show notes. A quick reminder before we get started, please subscribe to TrekCast on your favorite podcast app and keep an eye out for that Market Matters replay in the next few weeks. Be sure to follow Trek and Trek Community Investors on social media as well for the latest from around the organization. Now, here's Timothy Powers on the upcoming bond election right here on TrekCast.
Thank you, Mike, and good morning, everyone, and thank you for allowing me this opportunity to update you on the 2024 $1.25 billion City of Dallas bond campaign. But before turning to the bond campaign, I want to take just a brief moment, if I can, to thank you all for what you do day in and day out to create and develop our great city. You're exemplary in both your professional efforts and your civic undertakings in doing what it takes for our city to be the top-tier city that it is and the envy of the rest. And we're grateful as well for Trek's support for this important bond campaign. There's probably not a lot new that I can tell you about the actual bond campaign that you don't already know or haven't already been part of. As you know better than most, a bond package of this kind is an ordinary course business for a city like ours. In Dallas, it's done every 7 years. The last one we did was in 2017 to fund capital improvement programs as part of a regular cycle of using general obligation bonds to support specific projects. The bonds are repaid from existing tax assessments. Bond maturities are matched against projected useful life of projects that are not to exceed 10 years, and no new taxes will be raised to support the repayment of these bonds. You may have read that the city manager reported to the city council that the actual capital needs, capital improvement needs for our city are closer to $16 billion. So we have a significant need of which this bond package will only cover about 10%. There are 10 separate propositions that make up the $1.25 billion package. As you would expect, the propositions cover basic infrastructure needs, with more than 75% of the offering going towards streets, parks, and public safety. Specifically, $521 million are being used for streets and transportation, $345 million for parks and recreation, $52 million for flood protection and storm drainage, $44 million for libraries, $75 million for cultural arts facilities, $90 million for public safety, including a new police academy, $72 million for economic development, much of which is tied to development incentives, $26 million for housing, most of which is tied to the infrastructure for that housing, $19 million for homeless facilities, and $5 million for information technology. These allocations come after significant public input that was led by a citizens task force, a tremendous level of work from our city manager's team, and debate among the city council. The specific list of projects for each proposition are listed in the City of Dallas website under the Bond and Construction Management page, and details of the exact projects continue to be worked on, and updates of those projects are published every Friday. The bond issue is supported by the full city council, as well as our mayor and his four predecessors. We're not aware of any organized opposition to the bond issue. The initial survey of likely voters is very, very favorable for each of the propositions, but our challenge is to get the vote out. And a big part of my being here today is to ask you for your support to help in encouraging voter turnout and support for each of the propositions. You all know all too well that we tend to have a very low voter turnout in our May municipal elections, which has been made even more difficult this election cycle by the fact that but for two contested DISD and Dallas College elections, the bond is the only measure that's on the ballot. We have a robust and targeted campaign that launches today and will run over the next 40 days through Election Day that will cover digital, direct mail, social media, op-eds, earned media, digital ads, and signs, which, by the way, if any of you would like a sign for your spring yard show, we would be pleased to get one delivered to you. You all know how important these infrastructure improvements are for our city's future, and you can help by adding your endorsement to the bond campaign. If you'll go to togetherfordallas.com, in fact, go there now if you don't mind, and click on Join In. In that Join In link, you can add your endorsement. You can also see which of your peers has already endorsed. And I know that you understand that our residents look at some of this list of endorsements to help them with their voting decisions, so you adding your name can really help. Early voting starts April 22nd through April 30th, and Election Day is Saturday, May 4th. And I thank you again for all that you and TREC do for our great city, and thanks for your help and support in getting the vote out.
Thank you. What was that website again?
Thank you, Mike, for that unselfish plug. The website again, togetherfordallas.com. Thanks again.